弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天继续讲到圣经里面很美丽、很独特的这一段讲到爱的信息。
Today we are going to continue with the topic of love, the relevant Bible passages are written so beautifully and so miraculously.
格林多前书十三章四到八节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8.
你知道当我们选择了要进入哥林多前书的时候，我心里面事实上是非常的热衷的，非常的兴奋的，能够把哥林多前书里面神的话能够去预备，能够去传讲。
So when Pastor Alex and I chose to work on First Corinthians with brothers and sisters, personally, I was very excited.And very eagerly looking forward to studying the Bible and sharing it with brothers and sisters.
我知道哥林多前书十三章里面讲到爱，然后我心里面就想，哇，太棒了，可以讲爱。
I knew that First Corinthians covers, among other topics, love, and I was very excited that now I am.Given a chance to speak about love.
可是真正的来到神的话语面前去学习他，去聆听神的声音，去准备的时候。
But when I actually went into God's words and trying to study it, reading it, studying it, and understand it.
心里面呢、啊、就有了一个疑问。
Then a question came up in my heart.
这一章讲到爱的经文是这么的伟大。
So this particular chapter talking about love is so great.
你讲得了吗？
Do you have the ability to speak about it?
你是一个有爱的人吗？
Are you a loving person?
你是一个够爱的人吗？
Are you a person with enough love to love others?
你敢讲吗？
Do you dare to talk about this topic?
那当然，这些问题的答案，你跟我的回答都是一样的。
Of course, to those questions, the answer, I think, is unanimous.
我们都是爱的不够。
We do not love enough.
我们对神的爱都不是完全了解。
We do not fully understand the love of God.
那自己都不懂，自己都不够，哪敢讲呢？
If we are...we have inadequacies, we have deficiencies in this area. How can we presume to say that we are able to communicate to others about this important topic, love?
那想到这点我就感谢神了。
But upon thinking about this, I cannot help but offer thanks to my God.
因为我就知道了，是我们一起在神的话语面前受圣灵的感动，我们一起来在神的面前，我们能够让神教导我们。
Because that means that you and I, we together, we humbly learn from the word of God, and we work on the topic of love.Alongside each other.
哥林多前书十三章里面讲到的爱是伟大的爱，是美丽的爱。
So the love being talked about in First Corinthians chapter 3 is a kind of a great love and a powerful love and beautiful love.
我相信都是我们羡慕、我们向往的爱。
I trust. This kind of love is that which all of us hope or desire for.
弟兄姐妹，我们来到神话语面前。
So, when we come before the words of God,
让我们受圣灵的引领。
Let us be led by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们能够听见神温柔的声音教导我们。
So that we may be able to hear what God has to teach us in His very gentle, voice.
让神的声音带领我们真正的进入到认识到神奇妙的爱。
And that his gentle voice leads us into this miraculous and great love.
弟兄姐妹，当我们讲到神的爱的时候，
Dear brothers and sisters, when we speak about or think about the love of God,
弟兄姐妹，让我们不要注重于表面的一种呈现。
Let's do not emphasize the outward manifestation of love.
不要只是一种外在的表现，好像有了我们就满足了。
Let us not be satisfied with the external expression of love.
我们重要的弟兄姐妹，是让我们能够真正的往心中看。神的爱在我们的心底深处扎得有多深。
The more important thing is that we need to look inward and to see how deeply rooted the love of God is in our hearts.
当我们进入到神的话语当中的时候，
When we enter into the words of God,
让我们将神的话拿起来像一面镜子一样。
And let's hold up the words of God like we hold up a mirror.
然后让我们能够在神的话语当中看见我们自己的面貌。
We see in this mirror and so that we can clearly see our face.
你知道太多时候当我们讲到圣经里面这种属神的性格的时候，
Too often,When we talk about the attributes of God as described in the Bible,
我们最容易做的事情就是要把它拿来衡量别人。
The easiest thing that we all tend to do is to use it to measure other people instead of ourselves,
而不是衡量我们自己。
Rather than use it to measure or to examine ourselves.
如果我们自己真的要从神的话语当中得着益处的话，那我们要从自己先看起。
But if we were indeed, to be benefited from the words of God, we should first look at ourselves.
所以我们要求圣灵亲自的向我们每个人说话。
So we need to ask the Holy Spirit to speak to each and every one of us.
我们要对神说，神啊，求你的话进入到我的心中。
We need to say or pray to God that God may your words enter into me.
不只是进入到我的耳朵当中。
Not only enter into my ears.
但是让你的话语借着圣灵，借着你的大能，能够充满我的心灵。
But also that your words may, through the great power of the Holy Spirit, fill us.
这段经文里面描述爱，讲到它有十五种不同的特性。
In this particular chapter 13, When it talks about love, it gives 15 particular characteristics.
前两个方面是讲到爱有何作为，是他要做什么。
The first two are about the acts of love and what love is going to do.
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
So love is patient and kind.
那两周前我们讲到了这个要很久的忍耐要有恩慈，讲到就是当其他人在伤害我们的时候，我们能够用平静、温柔和安静的灵去回应。
So 2 weeks ago, when we studied this verse, we were saying that love is patient and kind means when other people hurt us, we still can respond gently, calmly.
不但是只是回应，并且我们甚至能够对其他人做对他们好的事情。
We not only respond to other people in a positive way, but furthermore, we can do something good to them.
是对他们有益处的事情。
Something which is beneficial to them.
这种爱就是基督对你我的爱。
And this kind of love is exactly the love that Jesus Christ has for us.
所以对于神的儿女来说，我们要学习的就是我们主耶稣基督的爱。
So, for brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to model after the love of Christ.
那接下来的七个层面是讲到爱是不应该有什么样的呈现。
And the following...seven characteristics emphasize don'ts of love.
爱是不嫉妒，是不自夸，不张狂。
So love is love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude.
他不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful.
那上周刘长老就带领我们，也提醒我们，他的信息就扎心啊，很扎心。
So last week, Pastor Alex gave us a sermon that was very piercing.
让我们看见爱最基本的不应有的呈现，就是一个自私、以自己的利益为出发的的方式去待人。
The opposite of love would be as Pastor Alex told us would be self-centeredness. We approach people and things from a self-centered.perspective.
我们讲到爱的时候，爱不是讲到我们看自己的需要，然后呢，来满足，来服侍自己。
So when we talk about love, we should not just look to our interest and do things or deal with people in order to benefit ourselves.
爱是要向外发展的，爱是要看他人的好处，爱是去服侍别人的。
Love is to look outwardly to do in order to bring in benefits to other people.
那么今天从第六节开始。
So today we will start with verse.Six.
爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth.
什么叫做不义？
What does it mean by wrongdoing?
不义就是不好的事情。
So wrongdoing means things which are not good.
是错的事情。
Things which are wrong.
是没有益处的。
Things which are not beneficial.
是伤害人的。
Things which hurt or harm other people.
是与神的话违背的。
Things which are contrary to the words of God.
是不讨神喜悦的。
Things which are not pleasing to God.
是不属于神的。
Things which do not belong to God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们去爱的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we love,
当我们去爱的时候，不只是说我们不去做不义的事。
It does not only means that we do not do things which are unrighteous or wrong.
圣经说是你要去不喜欢那不义的事。
The Bible tells us that you cannot rejoice at things which are wrong or unrighteous.
你不会因为 不公义、不讨神喜悦、错误的事情、伤害人的事情而去享受它。
You should not, and if you love truly, you will not enjoy wrongdoings or things that would hurt or harm other people.
你不会因为不义的事而心里面有欢喜快乐的感受。
You will not take delight in things that are which are wrong.
你知道今天在世界上
，Today in the world，
有一个非常非常。平凡，然后大家也都基本上接受一个对于爱错误的观念。
There is a very a prevalent and commonplace a concept about love.
就是说呢，如果我们要爱，那就是只要是你喜欢的事情，我也会喜欢；只要是你高兴的事情，我也替你高兴。
That is If we are to love, then whatever you are happy with, I will be happy with as well.
不论这样你喜欢的事情是对是错。
Regardless of whether what you like is right or wrong.
对，不管你做的这事情是应该还是不应该。
Regardless of whether this thing should be done or should not be done.
那也不管你喜欢你高兴的这件事情是合神心意合神话语还是顶撞神心意违背神话语。
Regardless of whether things that you take delight in is in accord with the teachings of God or is contrary to the teachings of God.
你喜欢让你高兴的事情，这是道德的事情还是不道德的事情呢？
Regardless of whether this something is moral or immoral.
那最终会不会因为你的选择而造成对你自己对其他人的伤害呢？
And regardless of whether your final choice will bring harm to other people or not.
只要你喜欢我也可以替你喜欢，只要你高兴，我也就替你高兴。
As long as you like it, I like it as well. As long as it will make you happy, then it makes me happy as well.
这不是真正的爱。
But this is not the true love that we Bible teaches.
神说属神的儿女，基督徒们，我们要懂得爱，我们要去爱。
God says that Christians or his children, everyone needs to know love and needs to act in love.
但是神要我们去爱的是用真正的爱，用那洁净的爱，用那属神的爱来去爱。
But the love that God has in mind is a kind of love that we love God or love people with a kind of love that is pure, that is cleansed, and that is in accord with the nature characteristics of God.
这种爱永远带来的结果都是好的，都是善的，都是美的。
This kind of love will always bring about joy, goodness, and
beauty. Yeah. 这种神要我们去懂的爱， 不是只是人对爱的这种观点说只要感觉好只要高兴就好。
So this kind of love that God wants us to understand is not the kind of human love that we just spoke about. As long as you feel good, then you just do it.
因为这种爱更丰富，这种爱是更渗透的。
Because this kind of love that the God has in mind is far richer.And far more abundant.
你知道哥林多的信徒他们就没有了解这一点，对不对？
But the believers in Corinthian church did not understand this.
为什么哥林多的教会有纷争？
Why is it that there was division among the believers in that church?
你喜欢跟哪个领袖你就去跟嘛。
Because as long as you like to follow a certain leader, leader, you just do it.
那你不但你喜欢跟谁就跟谁，你还要比较。
You follow whomever you like as a leader. Not only that, you also compare different leaders.
哇，我跟的这个使徒比你的那个使徒大，我跟的这一位使徒又比你的那个使徒行。
So the apostle that I'm following is greater, is more capable than the apostle you are following.
那教会里面要讲爱吗？
Well, we talk about love in the church.
所以你高兴就好。
So as long as you are happy with it, that's enough.
你喜欢跟他，你喜欢做比较，只要让你高兴，那我也高兴。
So, if you like to follow this a certain leader or that certain reader, and if you like to make comparison among them, then just do it.
这不是爱的表现。
But this is not the manifestation of the true love.
今天在我们社会当中，为什么就今天我们在美国的社会当中，在这世界各个地方的社会当中，为什么纷争这么多？
Why is that there are so many struggles, conflicts, divisions in the world today in different sector of society?
国与国之间的纷争做比较。
So the conflicts occurs between nation and nation.
你政治党派你要做比较，你要做纷争。
So there's also division occurring among different political parties.
有的时候甚至在家里面，家里面兄弟姐妹手足当中，夫妻之间也要做比较，也要分党派，也要拉人进入自己的这个这派这国，是不是？
And this kind of comparison or contrasting occurs even in a family. Between spouses, husband and wife, or among siblings.
很可惜的，就是在教会里面，我们同样看到这样的情形。
And most unfortunately, we witness this happening in the church.
如果我们真正的爱
，if we love truly,
我们是绝对不能够接受支持这样子的一个呈现。
We will never be able to uphold it or to support this kind of manifestation.
哥林多的教会跟今天教会一样，既然有信徒彼此之间要打官司上法庭。
So the church at Corinthians is was no different from a church today. Are lawsuits occurring between believers?
你为了自己的利益，为了保护自己，那我选择上法院，我选择打官司。
So for your own rights, for your own benefits or well-beings, in order to protect us, we choose to go to court to have things resolved.
那如果你喜欢这样做，这样让你高兴，那我也支持你，我也替你高兴。
Well, if you like to take the action of suing, and if this makes you happy, then I support you doing this.
弟兄姐妹，不，这不是的。如果我们真正的去爱，我们是不能够支持这样的一个做法和想法。
But brothers and sisters, this is wrong. If we truly know what love is, then we would never endorse this kind of action.
在哥林多的教会里面也出现了这个婚外情，还有这个这个性的泛滥的问题。
And in the church at Corinth, we also see the happening of extramarital affairs sexual immorality.
为什么允许这样的事情发生和存在呢？因为他们对爱不明白，是对爱有一个错误的认识。
Why would those brothers and sisters condone or accept this kind of behaviors? Because they misunderstood the meaning of love.
哇，你在这个两性关系当中，你这个人啊，太闷了。
Well, talking about the relationship between two sexes, or you are too boring.
你在这个肉体上面的这个情欲上面，你觉得你没有这个抒发的地方。
Because you cannot give yourself a relief in your physical or sexual desire.
你在你的婚姻当中常年的冷战，你从当中得不到你的满足。
And there has been so many forms of cold war occurring between brothers. You do not find satisfaction from your marriage.
那所以很自然的嘛，你如果要到外面去搞点婚外情，你如果在这个色情的刊物或者是这个影片上面，你要得到一些疏解，那只要你高兴，何而不为呢？
So those people would argue it naturally follows that in this kind of circumstances, if you engage yourself in extramarital affairs or in viewing pornography and so on and so forth, it's quite natural. It's acceptable.
婚外情啊，这个婚姻的出轨。色情的泛滥，性的泛滥，这今天在教会以外的社会上面是太平常了，太平常了。
The fact that people are astray in extra marital affairs or in other forms of sexual immorality is very, very common in today's society.
这是一个问题，也深深的伤害、影响的今天社会上面我们的社会。但是今天人却把它平常化，去接受它了。
And this type of problems have deeply impacted today's society in a negative way, and yet people accept this.
但今天这个问题。不只是在教会以外的社会上面，不信神的人 的生活当中，今天在教会当中信主的基督徒同样。
But this kind of problem not only occurs outside of church, it also occurs among brothers and sisters in the church.
在信徒的生活当中，在基督徒的家庭里面，同样碰到这些问题。
We also encounter these problems in the lives of believers and the believers' families.
你结了婚，
you are married.
可是你却还喜欢跟异性交朋友，
but you still enjoy making friends with another opposite sex.
因为你的配偶已经今天不能成为你心灵交流、肉体上面感触上面你得到最多的好朋友，所以你就去找别人。
Because you feel that your spouse can no longer be a friend or ideal companions intellectually or sexually spiritual or mentally and so on.
不一定是肉体上面的关系，可能是情感上面，你发现这个人是变成你最好的朋友了。
Or maybe not, maybe it's not physical, but emotionally, you feel that this opposite sex has become your best friend.
这是可以的吗？
Is this acceptable?
是不是如果我要爱你的话，就是说只要让你高兴，只要你喜欢，那同样呢，我也就替你高兴，我也喜欢呢？
Does love mean that as long as this makes you happy, then in order to love you, I have to be happy or support you doing so as well? No.
不是的。如果我们真正的爱，我们是不能支持，我们不能接受这些的。
No, we cannot. The answer is no, because a true love means that we can never.Accept or endorse this kind of acts.
所以爱不只是不去做不义的事情，爱是要去不喜欢这些不义的事情。
So love, true love means we not only do not do things that which are unrighteous, but we do not take delight in things which are not righteous.
我们要喜欢的是真理，是真实的，是美好的事情。
We rejoice instead with the truth.
这个不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，还有另外一个层面的认识和了解。
There's another level of meaning, to.This Bible verse, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth.
就是在我们的生活当中，我们不去说人的闲话，我们不去论别人的长短。
That is, in our daily life, we do not gossip about other people or criticize.
我们不散布关于别人的谣言。
We don't spread rumors about other people.
我对别人的生活，我对别人的心态，我对别人的动机没有足够了解的时候，我到处去传。
Before I fully understand somebody's lives or motives or circumstances, before I have a full knowledge of that, I spread things about this person.Everywhere.
可是很多人啊，我们很多人，我们喜欢讲别人的是非，我们喜欢论别人的长短。
But what we do is to the contrary. We enjoy talking about other people.
Hey, 你知道那谁谁谁啊？
Do you know who and who?
哎呀，你知道他做了什么吗？
Do you know what he or she?Has done.
哇，没听过这种事情发生呢。
I never heard such things happening before.
哎呀，好舒服，好喜欢讲，好喜欢听。
And we actually enjoy talking about it. And we actually enjoy hearing about that.
你讲别人的长短，你讲别人的闲话，你是造谣，你是真正知道这个人是怎么样的一个人吗？不知道。
So when you, when we talk about other people, in essence, we are spreading unfounded rumors. Because can we say that we actually know everything about that person?
这是不真实的。
This is not true.
这是伤害人的。
This is unreal, and this is hurting.
我们不可以去喜欢这个。
We cannot allow ourselves.To delight in things like that.
我们要喜欢的是真实的，是真理。
What we should delight in is the truth.
说人闲话，论人长短，绝对不是爱的表现，对不对？我们都能够知道。
So we all know that to speak ill of other people, to gossip about other people, this definitely is not the manifestation of true love.
但是当我们真正爱一个人的时候，
if we, on the other hand, if we love somebody truly,
我可以讲他实际上面做出来的样子。
I can say things about what he or she actually did.
那当我认识了解到这个人他的面对的情况他的需要这个、真实的方面我是要去能够关心去帮助他的。
But if I were to understand this person to know fully about his or her needs, the circumstances that he or she finds himself or herself in, then I need to love this person and to get to know this person.
当我知道一件事情，然后我去找一个我信靠的人，我说：“你知道这位某位他有这样的需要，他现在碰到这样的情形。”
So I know something, and I approach someone who's trustworthy, and I tell this person that another person is in this situation, and he or she needs help.
对，我说我们怎么样能一起替他祷告
？So suggest to the someone to that person, shall we pray for this person?
我们怎么样一起私底下啊，不让他们感觉到这个羞愧的？我们怎么样去实际的帮助他们
？How can we avoid their feeling ashamed? How can we give them actual meaningful help.
我们要爱人，我们就是要爱那真理，真实的。
So if we are to love people, then we need to love the truth.
我们不要去喜欢这个不公义的事情。
And we do not rejoice at unrighteous things.
第三个层面。
The third level.
讲到不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth.
讲到也是弟兄姐妹，我们的爱是要真诚无伪的，不可以是虚情假意的。
So another level of meaning about this passage, Bible verse is that our love has to be true, has to be genuine.
不是虚情假意。
And it cannot be fake. Or hypocritical.
当我们在爱当中与人说话的时候，
When we speak with other people in love,
你知道爱的语言是甜言蜜语的。
You know the language of love is sweet words.
甜言蜜语是要从我们这个这对于人的一个真心的呵护，一个诚恳的关怀。
But a sweet words must come from a true, a genuine caring for other people.
箴言十六章二十四节这样说。
Proverbs 16 chapter 16 verse 24.
良言如同蜂房，使心觉得甘甜，使骨得到医治。
So Proverbs.
就在那边，先生，在荧幕上。
So it's here.
Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. 所以，我们爱的表现，我们的说话，我们的言语，像是一个真心对人的呵护和一个很诚恳对人的关切。
So our sweet words must come from a genuine a genuine caring for other people. It is not supposed to be only superficial words, empty of devoid of substance.
这是可以真正带给人帮助的。
Because only this kind of love can bring help to other people.
是可以渗透到他们的心灵，是可以让他们整个人觉得被爱。
Okay, only this type of love can penetrate into people's heart and let them feel that they are being loved.
对，所以我们的甜言蜜语绝对不能是一个空泛表面的。
So our empty, our sweet words can never be a kind of empty words or devoid of any genuine love.
那我们的甜言蜜语绝对不可以是口蜜腹剑的。
So our sweet words cannot be so-called honey in the mouth and a sword or dagger in the belly.
Right, so the Bible, sorry, 我用英文讲一下, the Bible says that our words need to be gracious, like the honeycomb, sweet to those who hear, right? But we definitely don't want to be people whose mouth drips honey, but in our thoughts is full of murder, and we will dagger to the people we're speaking to. 因为今天的人就是这样。
Because this is exactly what people today are like.
我所说的话，我所做的事不真实。
What I say, what I do, is unreal. It's not true.
只是做表面功夫，然后甚至最后是为了让我自己得到利益。
It's just very superficial to show to other people, but the intended result is for ourselves to get benefit.
你知道很多做爸爸的,
you know, many brothers, many fathers,
然后最怕的,
what they are most afraid of,
就是那个长大的女儿啊。
Is a grown-up daughter,
跑来爸爸身边,
and then she comes near to her father.
说爸爸我好爱你,
oh, father, dad, I love you so much.
为什么怕?
Why a father would be afraid of this
word, these three beautiful words?
Yeah,
why?
It's a sweet words, beautiful words.
因为老爸就说了,
and the father would say,
你是不是成绩考坏了?
Is it because you get a poor grade?
或老爸就说啊, 你要多少钱?
Or the father would understand what she intends. So he would ask, how much money you need?
他怕是因为这三个字我爱你, 五个字, 老爸我爱你。
So the reason that a father would be afraid of this this sentence, Daddy, I love you.
因为他爱的不是你,
because she actually does not love you.
他爱的是你的钱包,
but rather your purse, your money.
所以弟兄姐妹，当一个孩子来到你的面前说“爸爸，我爱你”的时候,
so when a child comes to you saying that, Dad, I love you.
他不是为了表面的功夫，他不是为了其他的目的，他就是从真心里面说，我愿意跟你在一起。
If it were not just a superficial words, or for other purposes, if she, if a child really loves you, truly loves you,
那是一个在真理当中呈现出来的爱。
That's kind of love, manifested, in.
第七节告诉我们说，神说爱是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And then in verse 7, love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endures all things.
你知道这个凡事包容啊？
Do you know the so-called quote, love bears all things?
凡事包容，换句话说就是不要不耐烦。
Bears all things, meaning that don't be impatient.
Or yeah, putting up with annoyances. Right? 不要不耐烦。中文就没有不耐烦的反义字。没人听过什么叫做耐烦。你要耐烦吗？
There's no, in Chinese, there's no antonyms for 耐烦 or patient.
不耐烦就是要包容。
So the so-called 耐烦 or bears all things means you have to bear all things. You have to put up with all things.
我不是在教中文这边 I'm not teaching Chinese here, okay? 但是呢，你看这个包容啊，弟兄姐妹，当我们没有爱的存在的时候，我们最容易去做的事情就是什么？就是把别人不好的地方传出去。
So, 包容 or
bearing things.
Or embrace or accommodate means not to spread things which are not beneficial to other people.
当别人惹我们烦的时候。当别人惹我们厌的时候，如果没有爱的话，我是要把它讲出去，而且是讲越多越好。
When other people provoke us to anger, or to impatience, then our instincts would be to talk about it openly, in public.
但是如果爱充满着我，如果爱是遮盖着我，那我就很容易的怎么样？我愿意去包容别人对我做的过错，我愿意用我的爱去遮盖它。
But if I am filled with love, if a love covers me, then my reaction would be I'm willing to bear what they are doing or to put up with what they are doing.
因为爱控制着我。
Because I am under the control of love.
所以我愿意用我的爱去遮盖这个人对我所做的错。
So I'm willing to use love and cover this person's wrongdoings.
我愿意用我的爱去遮盖这个人的短处。
I'm willing to use my love to cover this person'sshortcomings.
我愿意用我的爱去遮盖他的罪。
I'm willing to use my love to cover his sins.
彼得前书四章第八节，什么话告诉我们说，我们要彼此相爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
First Peter teaches us that we have to love each other.Because love can cover a multitude of sins.
在很多的状况之下
Under many circumstances,
当罪发生的时候
When sin occurs,
有必要我们要把这个罪要公开，然后我们要去制裁它。
There is a necessity for us to make itpublicly, and because we need to do something to correct it.
这是神的公义。
Because we need to take some corrective measures, and this is the righteousness of God.
这个也是和圣经，这是圣经带领教导我们的对罪的这个对罪的打击和对罪的纠正。
And this is also what the Bible teaches us. We need to.Deal with love, and we need to correct it. Deal with sins, and we need to correct that.
在某些的环的情况之下，因为我们对神的身体的圣洁的爱护，我们需要公开一些罪。
So under certain circumstances, because our concern for the body of Christ and for His protection, we need to publicize or make certain sins known.
但是却也有在很多的情况之下，公开个人的罪是不必要的。
不必要的。
不必要的。
But there are other circumstances where there's no need or necessity for us to make people's sins are public or known.
有些个人的罪，有些两人之间的罪，有些夫妻之间的罪，弟兄姐妹们之间的罪，我们需要用爱来遮盖，我们需要去用爱来恢复的。
sinful acts between, for example, husband and wife, that involve, for example, husband and wife, or brothers, or different or persons, there's no need or necessity for us to publicize it.
我们对我们自己的亲人，有血缘关系的亲人，我们对我们自己最亲密、最亲爱的这些好友、挚友，我们是很自然会有这种态度和想法的。
For people that we love, or for people, or for our such as blood, relatives, or friends, and so on, it's very natural for us to give them this kind of love.
这种爱不容易。
But it's not easy for this kind of love to
be
materialized.
包容人的过错的爱。
The love that bears all things, wrongdoings.
但是这种爱就要看基督的爱在这个人的心中有多大的工作。
And whether a person can love with this type of love is in proportion to the degree or extent of Christ's love in him.
凡是爱是凡事相信。
Also, love believes all things.
你这个当然不是说别人讲的一切你都信。
Of course, this does not mean that whatever people say, you just believe it.
凡事相信是说你要对你所爱的人那个人有一定的信心。
Love believes all things means you need to have a certain degree of trust or confidence in the person you love.
那绝对不是说因为你爱一个人所以你就被爱蒙蔽了，所以他说的什么谎言，他扯的什么谎，他做的什么错事，你都看不到听不到。
It does not mean when you believe all things, it does not mean that love can blind your eyes and you don't see the wrongdoings that this person made.
原来不是爱真正的呈现。
Actually, this is not the manifestation of true love.
但是弟兄姐妹，我觉得我们需要谦卑的对我们人的这个限制，我们需要有一个准确的一个认知。
But, brothers and sisters, I think we need to humbly acknowledge our inadequacies, deficiencies, our limitedness as a human being.
我们可以看事情，我们可以看人，我们可以听事情，我们可以听人。
We can see things, or we can hear things, or we can look at people.
可是我们要心知肚明啊，有很多事情我们是看不透，是听不见的。
But we have to admit that there are many things which we can never understand fully.
行为
behavior
言语 speak, 动作我们看得见是不错。
So the our behavior, conducts or speech, these are things that we can see.
可是这个人他到底心里面的动机是什么？
But what about this person's motives?
他的出发点是什么？我们看不见。
What made him, motivated him to do a certain thing?
我们可以看见一个人他做事情，我们可以看到他的结果是如何。
We can see clearly the result or the outcome of a person's doing or acts.
可是我们却不知道到底是什么样的环境，是什么样的状况使得他不得不做这样的一个决定。
But we cannot know what circumstances led him to do the things that he is doing.
我们可以去揣测。
Well, we may make some conjecture.
但是呢，他的动机，他的各式各样的环境，他的从主观里面对这个事情的看法和认识，弟兄姐妹，我们不能完全的明白的。
But we can never fully understand this person's motives or actual circumstances or his or personal views of things, perspective of things.
但是呢，我们在论断人的时候，我们在指责人的时候，多半我们是讲到他们的动机，我们是讲到他们的出发点，我们讲到的是他们这个灵魂里面生命当中我们认为的不对。
But very often, when we criticize other people, we often talk about their motives, they, what motivated them to do this or that.
当我们在爱人的时候，
when we love people,
我们不需要，我们不能只是从外表、从行为上面我们来，来论断或判断人。
We can not pass judgment just based on the outward manifestation, the acts, things that we can see.
因为这些都是片面的，都是不完整的。
Because all of this is only partial, not in full.
对，但是在爱当中，我们能够去相信这个人。
But in love, we can believe.This person.
我们愿意相信就是这个人他的动机可以是纯正的。
We are willing to believe that this person as a person his or her motives must be pure.
我们可以相信这个人他不是从一个恶的观点陷害人的观点对你不好的动机上面来做出这样的事情，他是不得不这样做。
We are willing to believe that this person did not mean to harm other people. It's just something beyond his or her control propels him or compels him to do bad things.
夫妻之间。
For instance, husband and wife.
父母与孩子之间。
Or parents and children.
朋友之间。
Or between friends.
教会弟兄姐妹之间。
Or between brothers and sisters in a church.
当我们有了不谅解或有了冲突的时候，都是因为我们没有在爱。
When there's a conflict or occurring.That's because we do not have love, or that's all because we do not love enough.
讲了一句话，这个脸色不对。
Maybe I say something, or my facial expression is not very, proper, appropriate.
太太问我，你可不可以帮我做一下这件事
？For instance, my wife asked me whether or not you can.Do something for me.
我不要做。
I'm not going to do it.
哇！啊，OK， 这不用翻译了。
你翻译。
你这人就是这样。
You are such kind of person.
你就从来不想帮我。
You never wanted to help me.
自私自利。
You are very selfish.
你就只想看电视喝啤酒。
And self-seeking.
不过请你过来拿一个香蕉。
All you want to do is to drink beer and watch TV. And now I ask you to do me a favor by bringing me a banana.
你就从来没爱过我。
You never loved me.
这没有一点爱的表现。
Because you never show that you love me.
我只是说现在不能帮你拿而已啊。
Well, the other party would say, well, I just said that at this moment, now I cannot do it for you.
我正在替你倒垃圾嘛。
Because I am taking our trash out.
我不是因为也是因为爱你替你倒垃圾吗？
So this is, means I love you. This is a manifestation of
你没看到我在替你倒垃圾啊？
Are you? Don't you see that I'm now taking our home's family's trash out?
哇，你这个人就是心眼坏。
So you are.
为什么不多跟我说一点好？为什么老跟我说 no？
So why don't you say more yes to me instead of no？
弟兄姐妹，当我们真的是用爱去对待人的时候
，Brothers and sisters, if we deal with people or treat people with true love，
我们相信的是他有好的动机。
We would believe that he or she has good motives。
他为什么当时讲那句话？为什么当时脸色是那样？为什么口气是那样？我相信他不是恶意的。
I believe that he said that word or he used that tone of voice and so on. He did not mean he meant well. He did not mean not good.
Right. 撒旦，弟兄姐妹，撒旦是指控者。
Brothers and sisters, Satan is accuser.
可是主耶稣基督是我们的什么？是我们的维护者。
But Jesus Christ is our defender.
那撒旦因为他恨我们啊。
Satan because he hates us.
所以他要不断的指责我们，指控我们。
So he has to keep on accusing us.
可是主耶稣基督是我们的维护者，因为他爱我们，因为他相信我们。
But Jesus Christ is our defender because he loves us. He believes us.
所以如果有人呈现在我们面前，我们认为他们做错了，要受到指控。
So if somebody, we think somebody has done wrong things and somebody needs to be accused.
他可能是被别人控告，可能是被你在控告。
Maybe you are accusing this person or other people are accusing this person.
就好像这个人来到我们的公堂上了。
It would look as if this person is brought to our courtroom.
他要受审呢。
And he's subject to trials.
那我们的态度，弟兄姐妹，不是马上的就说你是有罪的，你是错的。
Our attitude should not be immediately say you are wrong, you are guilty.
因为他们受到控告就表示他有罪吗？
Is it that he indeed did something wrong just because he is being accused of
我们愿不愿意,
doing wrong?
对，我们愿不愿意用爱能够至少公正的让这个人可以有机会表达他的心意。
Are we willing to give this person a chance to speak for himself out of our love for him, out of a sense of justice for him?
我们尽量的听，尽量的了解。
So we do our best to hear what he has to say, and we do our best to understand the whole circumstances.
那就算我没办法真的了解，你讲那么多话解释半天，我实在是不懂你在讲什么，或我也不明白，或我也不完全认同。
Even though we cannot fully understand what he has spoken about, or if we cannot fully agree with what he has just said in defense of himself.
我们如果爱
However,
我们如果爱这个人
But if we do love this person,
我们愿意相信
We are willing to believe him.
我们愿意相信这个人他是无罪的
We are willing to believe that he is innocent until proven guilty.
这是一个爱的呈现。
This is the manifestation or expression of love.
为什么爱同样是凡事盼望呢？
Why is that love is also hopes all things?
你知道，当我们要用爱去相信这个人，
When we are willing to believe a person in love,
我们相信这个人，因为我们看不透。
We believe in him because we cannot fathom all about him.
可是有时候我相信不了这个人。
Sometimes we find ourselves unable to believe this person.
那你就要盼望了。
Then you need to hope.
看不见的我们相信，我们需要用，我们要去相信。
We believe that which is invisible, that cannot be seen.
相信不了的我们要去盼望。
And we hope that which we can find ourselves unable to believe.
可能这个人从我的角度看，他就是改变不了，他就是这个弱点短处或性格就是不好。
Maybe from my own perspective, this person is beyond the remedy, is irreconcilable or cannot be corrected at all.
但是我因为爱这个人，我可以在他的身上有盼望。
But because I love him, I can see he still has hope.
我相信他不是不能被神改变的。
So, we would not give up on him. We believe that, we hope that he will be changed by God.
我有一个盼望，就是他这样的性格，如果他越说他要努力的改变，那我要盼望他有一天能够被改变。
So, if he says that he is going to make efforts to change, then I hope, I should hope that he will be able to succeed in doing that.
做父母的常常就是用这种心态去带孩子的。
This is often the attitude that parents have for their children.
你可以错。
Yeah, you can make mistakes.
甚至你可以一错再错。
But you cannot make the same mistakes over and over again.
但是父母永远不会放弃这个孩子。
But a parent will never give up on the child.
父母永远有一个盼望，就是这个孩子会走上正路。
A parent always has a hope that this child will one way get on the right track of life.
你知道我们的天父就是用这种爱来对待我们的。
Do you know our Heavenly Father is treating us exactly with this kind of love?
你知道天父在你我的身上是有盼望的。
You know that our Heavenly Father places His hope on you and on me.
所以让我们学习用这种爱，也彼此有盼望。
So let's learn from our Heavenly Father. Let's learn to love each other with this kind of love.
对这个有包容、有相信、有盼望、有忍耐的爱，是一种持久的爱。
So brothers and sisters, this kind of love, which bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and is an enduring love, is an abiding love.
这是真正的爱。
This is a true love.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
这是能够填补你我心中的爱。
This kind of love can fill up the void in our hearts.
这是今天所有的世人都需要的爱。
This is a kind of love that today everyone in the world needs to have.
我们的天父不仅仅是一位创造的神啊。
Our Heavenly Father is not only the maker of heavens and earth.
他是那位在爱中创造的神。
He is a maker of heaven and earth in love.
我们的主耶稣基督，他不仅仅是一位救赎的主。
Our Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, is not just a mere redeemer or savior.
他是那位在爱中救赎我们的主。
He is a redeemer or savior of us in love.
你知道我们亲爱的圣灵，他不仅仅是那位充满我们的神。
And our endeared Holy Spirit not only fills us.
他是那位以爱充满我们的神。
He is the God who fills us with love.
所以一个属神的教会。
So a church which belongs to God.
一定会有这种属神的爱。
Will surely have this kind of love.
一个属神的家庭
a family which belongs to God,
一定能够拥有这种属神的爱
will definitely possess this kind of love.
一个属神的婚姻
a marriage that belongs to God,
也必定能够经历这种属神的爱
will certainly have this kind of love.
你知道人是有尽头的。
You know, we humans are limited. We have an end.
所以人的爱是有尽头的。
So, humanly love is limited as well.
神是无止境的。
But God is boundless, is ceaseless, is unending.
所以神的爱也是无止境的。
So, God's love, just as God himself is unending,so his love is also unending.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊朋友
Brothers and sisters and friends,
你要的爱不是人的爱
the love you desire is not human love.
你要的爱是神的爱
The love you desire is God's love.
神的爱才是永不止息的
Only God's love is never ends.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你的爱不只是伟大。
Your love is not only great.
是无止境的。
It's boundless. It's unending.
常常是我们测不透的。
It's often something that we cannot fully understand.
但是我感谢你，因为却是我们摸得着的。
But we thank you because we can.We can sense it, we can feel it, we can touches it.
你的爱赐我们生命。
Your love give us life.
你的爱赐我们平安。
Your love give us peace.
你的爱赐我们永生的盼望。
Your love give us eternal hope.
你的爱带来我们在我们的生活当中的脚踏实地的安全感。
Your love give us a sense of security and safety.In our daily lives,
我们的过错
our wrongdoings,
我们的软弱
our weaknesses,
我们经历到的苦难
the suffering that we encounter,
伤痛
and also the hurts.
这一切在你的爱的当中，我们都得到呵护，我们都得到妥善的照顾
All of this are being well taken care of by your love.
祝我们爱慕你的爱
We adore, we desire for your love.
我们不但愿意经历到你的爱，主，我们更愿意被你的爱充满，使我们能够向人彰显你的爱。
We not only want to have your love, we want experience your love. We want your love to fill us so that your love can find expression in our outward behavior toward other people.
对，主，我们要你的爱。
So, Lord, we want your love.
也谢谢你已经应许给我们。
And we thank you for having promised to give this kind of love to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.